Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'd like to start the show by thanking everybody who swung by Hy-Vee and Mission today. And we're able to donate a little bit of money to the Salvation Army and even appreciated the couple of minutes that Sam and Dana were able to swing by.
Okay.
I was there an hour. We were there before you were there.
I was in a meeting with Hy-Vee. Well,
first of all, Dana, I was ringing for donations in front of Hy-Vee. And
you were not there for an hour.
Could we please? Yes, you, I most certainly was.
You most certainly were not.
I was there 11:05 to 12:02. That's 58 minutes. No, 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 I round up.
Whoa. We need to get a truth detector in here. Sam, you were there at 11 o'clock.
I was.
Yep.
What time did Dana Wright show up?
Well, the time she showed up ended with a 5, but in front of it was not a 0.
Was it a 1?
It was.
It was 11:15.
No, it most certainly was not. I will pull up my Life 360 right now.
Can't wait to see it.
You besmirch my character.
I would bet a paycheck on this one.
And then I stayed all the way till 12:30 because I felt bad for Scott because, dang, his teeth were chattering.
I'm proud of you.
He's the only one who showed
up. I forgot
to
give you your gloves back, by the way.
I'll get them.
I'll take care of that after.
All right. I arrived. Aha! 11:04 to 12:02.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Well, mm-hmm. I had to plug in my car.
What time did you arrive to ring bells?
It says 11:04. That is when I arrived at Hy-Vee. That's not the point of the story.
It says 11:07.
You're blind. It says 04.
Dana, I'm not blind. It says 11:07.
Anyway, it was a pleasure. We love doing good deeds for good purposes.
However,
we need to talk about the bell ringing.
Who came by? Mm-hmm. Kurt and Lenexa, great to meet you.
The mayor of Funky Town.
Mm-hmm.
He swung by.
Here's what I'm going to say. We have to have a conversation about human behavior around the Salvation Army kettle. It's time.
Oh,
people,
it's insane.
It's time.
All right, before we get to that, I want to address a couple of things with both of you.
He thought we were aggressive in our bell ringing.
Before we get to human behavior, I want to address a couple of things with both of you.
Our human behavior?
Yes. Number one.
What did I do wrong?
I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Number one, you signed us up, the three of us up for this, and left in less than 60 minutes.
58 minutes, but I round up.
Okay.
Did you sign us up for this?
Through Odyssey, I did.
Okay. Did you leave after less than an hour?
At 58
yes or no?
Minutes,
yes.
Yes
or no? Okay. All right. Fine. Sam.
Yes?
Did you say, Merry Christmas, in a Catholic guilt kind of way?
Yeah.
To no fewer than 400 people?
if you walked by and my voice could reach you, which, by the way, is the entire parking lot, you better believe I did.
Yeah.
He was so jolly. And I was aggressive with my bell ringing. Let's be honest, Scott. Of all three of us, who rang the bell the most and the best?
Me.
It was me.
Me. I had three bells going at one time.
But that's just
overkill. I was there for an hour and 40 minutes. Longer than either one of you.
We have to talk about human behavior around the Salvation Army kettle. First of all, folks, you do not need cash anymore. You don't have to dig into your pocket for change. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, I don't have a dollar. I never have a dollar. I never have change ever. Mm-hmm. If it were me, I would never donate ever if I needed change because I don't carry change. You now, all you have to do is scan the QR code above the kettle or tap your phone below the kettle.
Oh, they have tap to pay. Yeah.
They have tap to pay. $5. You just go tap. And here's what I noticed, and maybe I too am guilty of the same thing. Averting your eyes when the Salvation Army bell ringer is trying to do the Lord's work is unacceptable.
Oh,
it's unacceptable to avert your eyes.
You missed the best one.
What happened?
We had a guy, Scott and I noticed him coming across the lot. I hit him with an early Merry Christmas to make sure that he made eye contact.
He knew what you were doing.
All right. He took off running towards the door.
Wait. Before you tell the story, I have to prepare myself. I forgot about that one. Hang on.
So you know most grocery stores have automatic doors.
Yes.
Hy-Vee, just like most grocery stores, has an automatic door.
He's running.
So he's coming down the main aisle towards the front door, and he sees Sam and me, I wouldn't say aggressively, but I would say we're trying to get a donation out of him.
Making ourselves known.
Right.
Yeah.
He starts jogging at, what would you say, a rather... decent clip.
I don't think he could have maintained that pace for too many more steps. He was moving.
Tell the rest of the story.
And, you know, he gets within the range of the sensor. The sensor acknowledges that he's there, but he is moving too fast. And dude runs straight into the door. He wants to avoid us badly.
He did not run into the door.
Straight into it.
The door had barely opened.
Sir, do you need assistance?
No. So, this is a true story, Dana. This is a true story. This guy, he's walking through the parking lot and sees Sam and me, and we're not being aggressive, but we're being gentle, and we're just trying to get a dollar.
I said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. He starts jogging to the front door. The door barely opens, and he plows right into it. It was so loud, Sam, you're my witness. I turn and look at him, and I go, dude, you all right? He goes, yeah, I'm fine.
Turned his body sideways and slid through that small opening.
Slid right through that slot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Trying to avoid giving a dollar.
Fun fact, when your eyes are averted and you are looking down and you're trying to pretend like, you know, and people do this with homeless people when you're at this red light mm-hmm. and you're the first person in the pole position
yep.
and there's a homeless person there with the sign. And you know what we all do? 10 and 2, baby. 10 and 2, straight ahead. I am not looking.
Do you ever lock the door?
Oh, my door's always locked. Yeah. I've had too many people I know try to get carjacked, so my door is always locked.
Okay.
But the point is with the Salvation Army kettle, even if you don't have a dollar, there's no excuse anymore, people. You can give a dollar with your cell phone. And I noticed several people on their cell phones, and I'm like, excuse me. Now, you might say, okay, those people have already donated. Did you notice the people that donated $1 or $2 also would say to us, I sent a check this week, or I've already donated online, but here's a couple bucks. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. I see you, and I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, you need to find love in your heart.
What I learned today is how shy, either shy or embarrassed or guilty people feel when they pass by somebody who's ringing the bell for the Salvation Army.
It was freezing out.
So, Sam, when you left, I got rid of the... And there's nothing wrong with saying Merry Christmas to anybody. But you were obnoxious.
I was just saying Merry Christmas everybody that walked by.
Sam, you had three bells.
I did have three bells. And they were various sizes. They made different tones.
You guys, I told people walking by that Sam was there by a judge's court order.
Scott, what did you say?
There was one lady. There was one lady that was walking in.
He's not volunteering. A judge told him he had to be here.
And she looked at Sam because he was being obnoxious. And I said, he's not allowed to be around children.
Cannot believe you said that.
We laughed so hard the time that we were there.
But Sam, were you there when the woman came out and laughed at us?
Oh, yeah. Just started cracking
and
up.
And I go, what's so funny? And she just walks away, and I'm like, what is so funny?
Oh, people were – so we were on the opposite side of the door from the kettle because, well, that was a whole thing in and of itself.
Robert, the
– that man needs a raise.
My God.
The cart collector at Hy-Vee and Mission was
It's like he senses prey in the parking lot.
He could sniff out any time a cart was left.
Laser focused on the cart retrieval.
By the way
– someone has to do it, and those are heavy.
He did it. For the entire 2 hours that I was
there. It was freezing.
So we were on the opposite side of the door. So people would come out and see us, and I'd say Merry Christmas, and Scott would tell me I was annoying and punch me in the arm. And they would dart hard right and trip over the bucket to avoid walking past us.
They would go around the bucket.
Yeah.
Somebody on the text line says, now hang on, I'm gonna take issue with this, if you don't mind, 9300. You have no idea the situation that people are in enough. You're right, we don't. But what I will say is this. When someone says to you, hey, how you doing? All you have to say is, I'm well.
Good, thanks.
How are you? Or if somebody says...
You don't have to give me a dollar. It's not... I would like the Salvation Army to do well. It's not like this is for you or I or Sam. I don't want to say we don't have a dog in this fight. We all have a dog in this fight. The Salvation Army does great work. Right. American Red Cross does great work. There are organizations all doing great work. The non-reply to just the greeting is the most bizarre thing I've ever witnessed.
I could not care less if you give us 25 cents or $5.
Right, whatever.
But when someone is genuinely saying to you, hey, Merry Christmas, or hey, how you doing? It doesn't take much to go, I'm doing well, how are you? It's common courtesy.
I agree.
There were a number of people that grunted.
Well, one kid tried to get into a fight with the cart people because he went through the wrong door. And the cart guy goes, you can't come through that door. And I asked him, I go, are people always running in and out of that door? And he goes, no, that door is only for cart return.
Is this Robert?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
And I go, oh, okay. And the customer did not follow directions and just zoomed right on past us through the forbidden door.
The cart door.
Yeah. I learned all kinds of things.
And you're not supposed to use the cart door for your own safety. And we appreciate
that's what
Robert's
they said.
Efforts.
For your safety, we cannot have you standing in front of the cart door.
He needs a raise.
I agree. It was cold out there.
Anyway, it was nice to ring bells. I had not rung bells since the kids left the house.
Well, Sam today rang enough to make up for the time.
Clearly.
Yeah, what is the standard protocol? I thought you had to ring the whole time.
Yes.
No.
Now, if there's a lull, like there's no one in the parking lot and no one coming out.
You stop ringing.
You can stop ringing. I mean, it's really your personal preference.
You ring to just encourage people to make a quick donation, maybe a dollar, maybe two.
See, selfishly, I was just trying to keep the blood in my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
It was cold. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for everyone who came out.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way. Right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Can somebody explain to me what's going on with the former head coach at the University of Michigan, Sharon Moore?
I don't even think he can explain it.
I mean, he's had a bad week. He was fired on Wednesday, arrested on Wednesday, in court today.
Somebody went off the deep end and quickly.
He is 39 years old, Sharon Moore, charged with third-degree felony home invasion, as well as misdemeanor counts of stalking and breaking and entering. The university fired Moore on Wednesday. In a statement, the athletics director, Ward Manuel, said that Moore had been terminated with cause, effective immediately. Apparently, he had a relationship with a staffer at the University of Michigan.
We now know it was his executive assistant. She has been identified.
Okay.
Which is to say secretary.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yes, but okay. It's not that he was necessarily having a relationship with a staffer, frowned upon, sure. The allegations are like involve a knife and him breaking into her house, right?
So it got worse, right? So there, it was the worst kept secret at Michigan. Everybody knew what was going on, or at least they thought they knew what was going on. So according to reports, the university confronted them back in October and said, hey, we have very strict policies against this. Is this happening? And both denied it. No, we're not in a relationship. I'm just his assistant. And I'm just her boss, whatever. Well, turns out behind the scenes the whole time, the worst kept secret was truly the worst kept secret, and it was going on. And on Monday of last week, she decided that they couldn't do what they were doing anymore. So she broke up with them.
Okay.
She then went to the university and said, hey, here's what's been going on. So sorry we lied to you guys back in October.
Right, just don't
wanted
fire
to let
me.
You know that we have been in a relationship, but I ended that relationship on Monday. And I don't know what's going to happen from here. Something tells me that she knew that he wasn't the most stable at that time. So 2 days later, on Wednesday, he's fired. He leaves the university after being fired, allegedly, drives to her home.
Apartment.
Yeah.
Breaks in.
Oh, God.
Grabs butter knives and some other knives. And again, this is all alleged. Starts telling her that he's going to kill himself in front of her and that his blood is going to be on her hands because of what she did.
No, here's the quote according to her. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life.
So she called the cops because why wouldn't you? And that's why he was arrested. They came and arrested him, and he's now charged with breaking into her home and everything else.
Okay. And is under suicide watch, I read.
I would assume so, considering the what was said in the arraignment regarding what he said to her.
But the bond is only $25,000. I'm sure he's already out. Right?
So they can't fire her. But did they fire him because of the relationship?
Why can't they fire her?
Or did they fire him? Well, now she's a victim. You might have said, all right, totally consenting adults. You did break policy.
She broke policy.
You now have one employee who just tried to kill another employee. Mm-hmm. You can't then fire the victim in the knifing case.
He didn't try to kill her.
He threatened to kill himself. Yeah.
He broke into her house.
I'm not saying that's okay.
The standard is, did she feel fear? Did she feel her life was in danger? The answer is yes.
He's threatening to kill himself and blame her for it.
They both can be fired.
I think she needs to be fired too.
From the university standpoint, they were both in violation of the very strict code of conduct policy. They both outright lied back in October when they were confronted about that violation of that policy. So they have the grounds to fire her if they wish.
You don't poop where you eat. It's that simple.
Great point from the text line. Dude gave up his family and a $6 million a year pay cut for a girlfriend.
The University of Michigan board has authorized the law firm Jenner and Block to expand its investigation into the, quote, situation around former football coach Sherrone Moore's firing, according to two sources familiar with the board's plan but not authorized to speak publicly. The Chicago-based law firm was previously hired to investigate the allegations against the head football coach weeks ago when the board first heard the rumors. After enough evidence was gathered, he was fired. Now they are expanding their investigation to look into, quote, athletic department culture. Because everyone knew this was going on.
Yeah, it was probably the worst kept secret in Ann Arbor. I do not understand people who engage in inter-office relationships. It is dumb.
Could he be hired again?
You know, I was thinking about that just a second ago. He's 39 years old.
Yeah.
He's probably a pretty smart coach, knows what he's doing. The answer is yes. Michael Vick ended up playing for the Philadelphia Eagles and coaching for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes.
Okay.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. From the text line, Michael Vick did not coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. Au contraire, mon frère.
Yes and no.
Michael Vick was a coaching intern working with quarterbacks for the Chiefs in 2017 and 2022.
Okay, we're moving on because the case just went to the jury in the most guilty person in the history of guilty, second only to O.J. Simpson. Brian Walsh...
Allegedly
murdered his wife. Now, we know he dismembered her.
He admitted to his
and mother. Disposed of the body. He has pleaded guilty to those charges. Mm-hmm. But inexplicably, they just rested their case yesterday, did not call a single witness, and offered zero explanation to how this woman might have died. Okay? The case has gone to the jury in the last few minutes. And Brian Walsh's jury has already asked a question after beginning deliberations. And I'm certain that question is, why are we here?
Do we get free lunch?
Yes.
And how long do we have to sit in here pretending to deliberate before we can check the boxes and bring it back to the judge?
They are considering first or second degree murder.
Yeah, I'm going to go with first, Scott.
First would be premeditated. I would probably go with first as well. Yes.
I mean, I was talking to my girlfriends about this last night. How did this ever go to trial? There has never been anyone guiltier than this man, ever. And you brought up Scott Peterson.
Maybe OJ.
Okay. You brought up Scott Peterson. Scott Peterson, in that case, there was no physical evidence. None. Mm-hmm. He was having an affair. People have affairs every day. There was no physical evidence he murdered that woman. I'm not saying he did. I'm not saying he didn't. But two of the documentaries I've watched make a damned compelling argument that they certainly didn't have enough evidence to charge him, and they 1,000% did not have enough evidence to choose the death penalty when they cannot tell you where, how, when, none of – they can't tell you anything about how that poor woman died, okay?
Yep.
This ding-a-ling is at Lowe's buying a hacksaw. He's over here at Walmart buying rags and bleach. He's literally –
You're leaving out the internet searches.
Randomly calling people going, yeah, have you seen my wife? It's kind of weird. She had an emergency at work on New Year's Day, which is a federal holiday, and we can't find her. And then the internet, remind people, Scott, what he searched on his computer.
One of the searches was, can a body decompose in a plastic bag?
Right, we all just randomly Google search that when our wives go missing.
Well, keep in mind, the argument that the defense could make is he found her dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he was afraid he would get blamed for the death.
Right.
He knew that he had to get rid of the body because he didn't want to get blamed for the death. So he was going to dismember the body, put it in plastic bags to save his own skin, and went on the internet looking up, you know, does a body decompose in a plastic bag? Because he had already determined that he was going to dismember her body.
Okay.
Maybe he was writing a research paper.
Question here.
Or doing a review on a Stephen King novel.
I don't even know where to start with this, but let's try this. Why not at least offer an explanation? Why not? They could not put him up there on the stand.
Oh, God, no.
What could they not have possibly said? If he had said, Scott, she died of a heart attack, you know, she died peacefully in her sleep, whatever. I don't know how. I woke up, she's lying next to me, and she's dead. Who, like, with a straight face, thinks instead of calling 911 or in your grief calling family, oh my God, please come, Anna's not breathing, that your first thought is, I'm gonna Google how to cut her up. Let's go to Lowe's and buy a hacksaw. Like, I will never get over the fact that they rolled the dice. He did not plead out months ago.
To what?
Killing her. And saying, look, I panic. You can't prove how she died because you can't find her. So give me 20 years instead of life. Like, the fact that they even put this in front of a jury is a joke.
There is a possibility the prosecutor didn't even offer that. Prosecutors are under no obligation to offer you a get-out-of-jail-free card after 20 years.
And then here's a question. Of all the trials that go on every single day in these United States,
mm-hmm.
why is CNN like locked into this one when it's usually a bunch of ding-a-lings screaming at each other about the president? Why have they locked into this one where there is no question whether or not he did this?
Two reasons.
This isn't a whodunit. It's not even a howdunit.
Two reasons. Number one, she was gorgeous. She was a beautiful woman.
Okay.
Well, you know as well as I do that that gets media attention. Why was...
He looks like Joey Buttafuoco.
He does, but she doesn't. What's her face? Who killed her kid?
Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony. Why did America care about that? How many parents...
Because they couldn't find the child.
Mm-mm. That's not it, and you know it.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Dana.
We're shallow. We're not that shallow.
Yes, we
they
are.
They could not find that baby for months.
The only reason that America cared about that case is because Casey Anthony was pretty. We are that shallow.
Gabby Petito?
I wonder why we cared about that case. How many other boyfriends have killed their girlfriends?
A lot.
But Gabby Petito
had to follow it for months.
No, Gabby Petito, the difference in that case is his parents lied.
We didn't know that in the beginning.
Oh, hell, I did. I could smell that a mile away. They lied.
You didn't know that in the beginning.
They obstructed.
You didn't know that in the beginning.
And Gabby was missing.
Gabby was pretty and blonde. You know it and I know it. America is obsessed with beautiful women who get killed under mysterious circumstances. This woman in the Brian Walsh case is pretty. And it has everything you need for a big news story. Sex, betrayal, violence.
He was already charged in federal court with a felony. He was already going to prison.
Selling fake Andy Warhol paintings, which also made it more interesting because, hey, this guy, remember him? Now he's accused of this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, why are you so obsessed with the story?
Because everyone is obsessed with it. Does that make sense? My obsession is over the obsession because this is the dumbest case to put on television.
Scott Peterson.
That was different. She was missing. And he was the guy.
No, she was pretty.
Yes, she was. But he was the guy, you know, and we've seen this on Dateline a trillion times, that stands in front of the microphones. I don't know where she is. Please, we just want her back. And I'm like, guilty! That story is as old as time.
She had the two for two, by the way, because Anna Walsh, Anna?
Yeah, Anna.
Pretty and rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it Walsh with an E on the end?
Yes, it is.
It is.
What?
Yeah, this is all over Twitter, right? Because dismembering is the first thing that comes to mind when your spouse dies suddenly in bed.
Dana, there is no doubt that he killed his wife. I'm not even going to say allegedly because the verdict's coming out in about an hour or less, and he's going to be found guilty.
Wait, apparently the defense tried to say he's not guilty because of all of his Google searches. Oh, this is rich. All of his Google searches about all of the awful things he did to her, mm-hmm. He did not Google how to kill his spouse. They did not find a Google search for how do I kill my spouse.
Stands.
That is their
technically true.
The flimsiest defense I have ever heard in my life. Oh my God.
Dana, they didn't offer a defense.
At all.
Nor do they have to. The state has to prove its case. That is correct.
We forgot another big one. Karen Reed.
Karen Reed. Now, why is it that a woman who allegedly hit her boyfriend with a car.
She did not hit him with her car.
Maybe by accident, maybe not. And he ends up dying in the snow. Why, out of Massachusetts, why did we care about that case?
Well, that one was a whopper. I don't even know where to begin.
Because Karen Reed is hot.
He was a cop.
No.
There were a whole bunch of cops in that house.
America
who all,
only
by the
cares
way, mysteriously lost their cell phones in the 48 hours after that happened.
America only cares about cases when the victim or the defendant is a good-looking woman. It's a fact. It is a fact.
If you look at this on Twitter, there are watch parties. That's so disgusting. That mm-hmm. poor woman.
There were watch parties for OJ.
I was going to say, I bet there's people standing outside of the courthouse right now waiting for that verdict. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, those are some pretty weird videos when you see like the camcorder footage from some of those older cases that went viral before viral was even a term. The people standing outside like, you hear them all whispering simultaneously. I think we have a verdict. I think, like, why are you
listening
so
on a boom,
excited?
Listening
look
on
this.
A boombox?
They yeah. have video of this idiot at a Lowe's, and not only did he self-scan for the whatever saw, he's self-scanning. He had to ask for help self-scanning it. So not only do they have him on video, Sam, buying all this stuff, he doesn't understand how to use the wand, so he calls over associates. And there's some time that goes by is, hey, how's your day? I'm going good. Just killed my wife.
By the way, can we remark on how good the Lowe's video
really good.
Quality is?
It's 4K for a reason.
And
it's really
also
good.
It tells you, recording, mm-hmm. you are being recorded.
It shows you being recorded right there on the screen.
Yeah, there he is with some tubing. It looks like a bucket. Anyway, I guarantee you the verdict will come down during our show.
Well, and we'll play it.
Unless one of those jurors comes down with like tuberculosis and has to go home.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So who do we have coming up in the 3 o'clock hour?
Someone reached out to me a few days ago and said, hey, there's a movie that we're going to be showing at, I think it's the Glenwood Arts Theater on Saturday, about Bob's Bizarre Bazaar and the history of Bob Berdella in Kansas City.
Serial killer.
Yep. Would you be interested? And I said, yes. A little heavy for a Friday, but yes. His crimes were a little before our time, Scott.
Mm-hmm. 84 to 87.
84 to 87. And if you believe that's the only time he was actively killing, I seek help because I just don't believe that there were only – that you're that demented and you only crime 3 years. But yeah, we'll talk to them coming up. The movie was released a while ago.
It's been about 20 years since the movie was out. But yeah, they're going to re-release it and play it over the weekend. I was just reading up on Bob Berdella, who died, by the way. He pleaded guilty to a total of 6 murders and was sentenced, obviously, to life in prison. He died in prison in 1992 of a heart attack. And his home was at 4315 Charlotte. That's where, and he would, not to get too into the weeds or too grotesque or whatever, he was sort of Kansas City's version of BTK. He would torture his victims before he killed them. Some of them were tortured for 6 weeks.
And people went to his, like flea market style shop.
It was in Westport, wasn't it?
Didn't he sell shrunken heads? It was literally called the Bizarre Bazaar.
He sold actual human skulls. He also sold like earrings and keychains that were made of human bones.
Now, one of the things they're saying about this is that, it gets into the case that monsters live amongst us and all of that stuff, and that some people like that hide in plain sight. I'm curious, what was his temperament as a businessman? Was he a, quote, normal person that ran this flea market? Because just the fact they were selling this weird stuff, like, creeps me out.
Right.
Was he, like, by day completely normal, and then by night this was going on, or was he always like, that guy's a little off?
So what I'm reading here, he was very flamboyantly gay.
Okay.
And he had a very, is gregarious the right word for it?
Sure.
Gregarious personality. He was flamboyantly gay. And he operated in the Westport flea market. Bob's Bazaar Bazaar. Anyway, first known victim was 19-year-old Jerry Howell, the son of the man who had the booth right next to him.
Yeah.
At the flea market.
Oh, God.
So Jerry Howell was his first victim, known victim. He was the son of Paul Howell, who owned the booth right next to Bob's Bazaar Bazaar. And he and his friends, Jerry Howell and his friends, would mock Bob Berdella for his
bizarreness,
flamboyant personality.
Really quick, Sam, pull up the Kansas City Star. Police have flooded the scene of the Panasonic plant in DeSoto.
They're saying that there were no shots fired.
That was earlier this morning. They swept the plant and ruled there was no active.
Okay, the Star is saying details about what happened are still developing as of Friday at 2:45 p.m. My goodness, look at all that law enforcement.
Nine says that they've already cleared.
They've cleared?
Place.
All right, yeah. Good.
Sam, before we get our guests in here, can you give us an update on the Chiefs on Sunday?
It's not looking good. Three of our offensive linemen are out. Hollywood Brown is out for personal reasons. Mm-hmm. And Trent McDuffie is now questionable. So, yeah.
So five starters are?
Trey Smith is out. Wanye Morris is out. Juwan Taylor is out.
Can't catch a break, man.
Season's over.
Cannot catch a break.
Season's over.
I'm not get as many false starts this week.
Oh!
Wow!
Wow!
Hollywood Brown is out.
Did not see that.
Sam Yule. Hey,
I'm just saying, you know? I'm just saying.
I mean, I hate to say this. Let the season go. It's over.
For a better draft pick?
Yeah. I would have no problem if the Chiefs intentionally lost every game for the rest of the season.
I think that's illegal.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon.
Still have a chance.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 2 hours. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. The news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.